You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Imagine a tight walk roper, high above the ground, stepping out onto a narrow wire. The crowd holds their breath as he moves confidently across the thin line. His faith in his abilities and his training keeps him balanced and focused. Just as he places his faith in his skills and experience, we are called to place our faith in God, assured of his presence and his rewards for those who seek him. This verse from Hebrews highlights the essential role of faith in our relationship with God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is not just a belief in God's existence, but a confident assurance in his character, his promises, and his reward for those who diligently seek him. It is a faith that transforms, a faith that brings us into a close, pleasing relationship with God, even when we're walking a precarious tightrope in life. Today's experiment. Dedicate time to write down areas in your life where your faith feels weak. Be honest and detailed. Afterward, pray over each area, specifically asking God to strengthen your belief and trust in him. For each area, find a Bible verse that reaffirms God's promise and write it next to the corresponding area. Create a faith page in your journal or Bible with this information. Keep this little list as a faith booster, referring back to it and the scriptures whenever doubt arises, allowing God's word to transform your faith, giving you balance and confidence as you navigate the tightrope of life.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.